USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you. And I want to thank all of our support.
President Trump's comments on this very early Wednesday, the president winning Ohio, Florida, Texas, and Iowa. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also speaking from Wilmington, Delaware. Biden saying it could be a while until America gets a final result.
We knew this was going to go wrong, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer.
The former vice president continues.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Voters around the country had many statewide ballot initiatives to decide on Tuesday. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The race for the White House wasn't the only one on the ballot in many states. Many voters had statewide measures to decide as well. Arizona and New Jersey approved a measure to legalize recreational marijuana, while Mississippi and South Dakota voters approved medicinal marijuana. Oregon went a step further and approved the use of psilocybin, the psychoactive component of hallucinogenic mushrooms, for therapeutic purposes. California voters upheld a ban on affirmative action in government agencies and public universities and approved a measure put forth by Uber and Lyft that would reclassify their drivers as independent contractors. Florida approved a measure to raise the state minimum wage to $10 an hour, with it eventually rising to $15 by 2026, and voters in Washington repealed a tax on plastic bags.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An important seat remains in the hands of Republicans.
Republican John Cornyn has held his Senate seat since 2003 and will continue to do so. Democratic challenger MJ Hagar worried some in this red state, as she didn't necessarily fit the liberal mold. She's former military and promised to uphold the Second Amendment. She was banking on claims that Cornyn had become complacent. Texans disagreed. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
As Americans in record numbers headed to the polls on Tuesday, one thing is certain: even if President Trump is not reelected, he has a following. From packed rallies to the Trump trains taking place across the country, what drew so many people to President Trump? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy believes.
I think Donald Trump was elected president for two reasons. The American people elected him as an insult to the political elite in Washington, D.C. I think the American people also elected him because he never talked down to them.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com, or as well, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.